Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome right here to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Really breathe that in, feel that in your heart, and call forward the moment of enlightenment, because that is the moment that is here. That is the moment that is on our planet, and it's right now. It's right in this explosion of consciousness, in this up-level energy, where you are being invited, you are being called, the invitation has been laid at your feet, and it is saying, come join. Join us at the dance. Come join us in this ball, in this magnificent moment of co-creation. And so in this magnificent moment of co-creation and such a huge show ahead of us this evening, I bow before your mastery and say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to being on this planet right now at this moment, that we can have this mirrored opportunity put before us all. And I have to share, there's always this divine, I guess the energy is a smile, the divine smile every Tuesday, because as Sri and I complete our Sunday service, and last night, I just need to bow before all of you that were at Living in the Fifth Dimension. We resumed Monday Magic. It started last night with the first lesson of the Living in the Fifth Dimension series. And wow, I know I'm still in that energy. And even Sri and I feel like it's the first time we've ever really engaged this material. So thank you all for bending time with us, for folding through quantum space and field, and coming into this explosion of consciousness with us. Now, if you would like to join us this evening, please give a call. I'm noticing the call boards are filling up. Let me give you both of those numbers. You can call us at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. That's over at bbsradio.com. Where you can also listen to the show, see the show, and say hi to Dawn, our producer, when you call in. So again, that's the 800 call board, 888-627-6008. And then again, over at Oneness Talk Radio, which I forgot to do the final hello, how are you? So I just did that. There it is. That call board is now open. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Of course, over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Hi, everybody. I think Bria Rose is over there tonight. You might also find Aparna and Susan Sturtevant in there. I'm not sure who's where, but you know who's here. Hey, it's Jess Juntanen. You know, it's one of those nights. So maybe that's why there's an extra sparkle in my step this evening, is because I have the blessing of being with Jess again this evening, as do all of you on this night, in this moment of enlightenment. So I want you to notice that even as I share that with you, what are you feeling right now? And, you know, earlier today, we had quite a few people who I was sharing with, that I was speaking with, that were really all asking the same question. Can you feel it? Can you feel what's happening? And what I'm inviting you to pay attention to is that June, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to screen share right now for you the June up-level calendar, because this is just so important. And Sri and I were talking about this on Sunday during our show. We talked a little bit about it last night during Monday Magic. But if you look at the June calendar, the June up-level calendar, look at the quote from Archangel Zadkiel: choose to say yes to the absolute truth of who you are. This is a culminating month in this sequence. We won't see this energy again till late fall. This is visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And if you gaze at this calendar and you see June 1, where that Mercury retrograde pre-phase began, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when Jess comes on, and the up-level began, and it was the first of two, right? We are having two up-levels this month, and not only are there two in June, one of them is one of the peak three of the entire year. And this moment began with the fifth dimension fully open and inviting us in. So I want you to really breathe that, because the fifth dimension is saying, come up here, be here, witness from here. And then on this past Friday, we're in the final, like the final breath right now. We had that beautiful full moon eclipse on the 5th. And with that eclipse, we received an extension. It pulled, remember, everything's pulling forward. Everything's pulling in right now. Time is collapsing. And so what it did was it ignited what's going to happen when we get to the 21st, which is we will have brought in all of the energy of balance, the solstice, all of this energy will have come in. And through that, there will be this extraordinary moment before us. And when that happens, we are able to create. We are currently in the creation void right now. So everything that would have come in during the illuminated new moon has already begun. Now, why is that so important? Because we are at a moment of an explosion of light, an explosion of energy. And what is really exploding right now is your consciousness. Your consciousness is exploding. And so when your consciousness explodes, one of two things is going to happen. Either, if your sincerity, love, and presence has been in that steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust, if you've really been there, then you'll experience, and I'll share with you the way Sri and I are experiencing it right now, you will experience what I'm feeling as rapid fire collapse of time. Like, I'll give you a very interesting example. Today, due to a series of many events, it was the first day that I was able to use the ballet studio. And so excited that our ballet studio is finally complete. And what I discovered was that as I was moving through postures and things, I had studied ballet very significantly for 12 years. I knew everything, but my body hadn't experienced that. Are you ready for this, guys? In 41 calendar years. It was 41 calendar years ago that I went up on those toe shoes, got ready to do the jump, and came down and broke my left ankle. And what was fascinating was that today, when I went up on my toes, that exact same spot on my ankle from 41 years ago called to me. And I realized that the power of reverse aging is not letting go to how far you are willing to heal. That crack in my foot, that broken ankle, stopped me from pursuing a profession in dance. It stopped one way of being for me and set me on the track that led me here. And so today, when I went up on my toes for the first time in 41 years, and I felt that exact spot that broke immediately, I knew that I had taken the timeline and put it together with a beautiful ribbon of love. And that's the moment we're in, that I'm witnessing my own reverse aging starting to speed up. I'm noticing, it feels as if there have been memories that are coming in of a life lived that is not the life now. And it brings us to that question of what is really a walk-in? And I want to talk about this tonight, because when we enlighten the world with our fire, is that not the moment we walk into our mastery? You know, many people have asked me, am I a walk-in, you know, during my first near-death experience. And over the years, I've really had to work with that, because what I have learned through my own self-reflection, especially after my first near-death experience, was that, yes, I've had many things shift in my physical body. I am much lighter. I was much, much darker, most of my life, my skin. So I'm much lighter. My hair is much straighter, very much straighter. My eyes are actually lighter, believe it or not. My hands are longer. I grew taller in my early 30s after my near-death experience. So I have had all of those experiences that people would say are part of a walk-in. And as I have been really reflecting on this with the divine directors, because in the moment of my own 11th dimensional anchorship right now, because it seems that my mission, and even as I share that with you, I lose my breath. You guys feel that? You feel that like that moment of like universal breath? So what I know is that on what I am being asked to do is to keep holding open these higher and higher gateways so that more of us can keep holding open these higher and higher gateways. And so I'm very grateful to those of you that are tracking in whatever way you're tracking. And as I am here in this moment, what I am aware of more than ever, and I'm inviting a lot of you to pay attention because this is part of anchoring in that fifth dimensional frequency and above, I am very aware that there is an animating energy in this experience of form that is literally looking through my eyes. And I am simultaneously very aware of this body of form that is speaking to me in ways it has never spoken before, that is literally reforming itself the more that I am aware of the blessing of the two as one. It is a living expression of sacred union, mastery, that is a blessing from the yoga of self-ascension. Sri and I have been mastering this process for over 18 years, and I am just so grateful that it's actually become systematized to where we can actually share it and teach it. So in this moment of exploding consciousness, I mean the consciousness explosion, in this moment of everything that's coming up before you, this is the moment where the sincerity, the love, and the presence will enlighten you and ignite your transformation through the fire of your higher presence. Is that not the walk-in? And that's the conclusion I've come to, that to limit consciousness to this dimension, that a walk-in would be a spirit being of whatever dimensional experience is lovely and beautiful and most likely very, very common. In my experience, and I really had to look at that for many years, which is why I've never really talked about it much. But what I do know now, and as a matter of fact, I will read to you because I feel that we are all in this moment, is, let's see. I have too many things happening here. I do not have it. Okay, well, forgive me. I don't have it in front of me right now. So what I will say is this, that is not a walk-in the moment we say yes to our truth. What Archangel Zadkiel said on the June calendar, and let me share it with you one more time, because is that not really what a walk-in is? The moment we walk into ourselves, we walk into the recognition that this is a temple. And who are we not to take care of it? I mean, pristinely, right? Here's the quote. Choose, it's always our choice, choose to say yes to the absolute truth of who you are. Choose to say yes to the absolute truth of who you are in this month of visionary transformation through timeline adaptation by allowing and inviting and relaxing your consciousness enough that the walk-in of your mastery presence feels welcome to flourish. So I want you to really breathe that in because that is the moment at hand and that is the energy that is before us. And in this moment, there is such a strong timeline. It's like all of the timelines are doing the same thing. Everything has shifted, everything. And so you can either be the shift. Literally, be the shift, which means the law of instantaneous manifestation is your best friend. If you are the shift, then you are instantaneously shifting in a constant flow of creation, 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 creation. And I will share with you, it can be a little daunting. And it will shift the way you're sleeping. It will shift the way you're breathing. It will shift the way you're doing. But there is a propulsion, this exploding propulsion that will run through you, that will call in your mastery presence and your divine service in ways that will defy the mind. Or it will be as if it is a suffocation. You know how they talked about this as freezing water, as a flow, because everything's flowing, June flow. It will be like a flow that's wanting to freeze you. And fear is that's best friend. So it is a profound moment. And what better time than to bring in Jess in this profound moment. And so, Dawn, I'd love to welcome Jess into the show, please. Hey, Jess.
Hello, how is it going this evening?
Well, we're all exploding our consciousness. That's how it's going. We're in this consciousness metamorphosis.
Mind's blown. My mind has been blown. I loved your sharing and opening tonight. Oh my gosh, like so many juicy things. And I'm over here going, yes, yes, yes. Thank you for sharing about the ballet and you know, that cycle and how those timelines are weaving very much together. Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know about you, but this day is eternally long, but also 1 second long at the same time. I don't understand how we're here. It's this time of
night. You know, here's been my mantra today, Jess, as you know, because I sent you the email that was like, oh my God, are we on the air in an hour? You know, this was an hour ago. But I was sharing with Sri earlier today, literally, and it's not like I woke up late. It's not like any of that was different, but I woke up behind. It's like I'm so aware that the manifestation is happening even before we can now catch up to it. Like it's gone into the law. It's beyond the law of instantaneous manifestation. It's like, hey, it's already here. Come. That's how I have felt all day long.
Right. So part of my mantra this month, and I'm leading another sadhana and a group this month, you know, part of it for me is really about peace. So how to really be at like peace and grace, even though there is that propulsive momentum force going.
Right.
Wow. Because I can feel people out there. I'm doing it too. It's like trying to catch our breath. Like, oh my gosh, it's going so fast. And sometimes it can be easy to get anxious because how do I keep up to it? So I've been having fun, you know, trying to really find the peace in that energy of feeling like you're running full speed ahead. And there's so many things to do and you can see that it's coming, but how do I, do that peacefully and gracefully while it feels so fast and explosive?
Well, and this is part about igniting this inner fire. And this is why I really wanted to bring in the term walk in. And I apologize if people feel this is controversial. However, I really, the past week and a half, the divine directors have had me looking at this, and I wasn't even sure I was going to bring it up tonight. But it's been like, I've been on this journey with the divine directors that what they keep coming in with, and forgive me for just kind of throwing this at you, but you're so good at receiving, is that there is, right? Yeah. That many are limiting themselves by claiming star systems, that those star systems are of the same density. They're of the third dimension. And so, yes, what you're claiming is your ancient history in density, which means that you were more refined. I mean, this is pre-Tulea, right? So we're going way out when this entire experience was coming together. And even though it is way there, there's more. And I want you to just breathe that in. And so imagine, and it's been feeling very whelming to me, imagine that you're receiving this profound energy that, so if we were to stretch our arms out, right? If we were to stretch our arms way out, and those tips of our fingers are our receptors, and we're just calling in this energy, and we, I'm hearing it lay my head back. So we pull our head back, closing our eyes, and I want you to, from the heart center, imagine your hands are like your cosmic prime meridians extended out as that tuner, and start receiving energy from beyond where your consciousness believes the limits are. Just go into the void. Go right into the void, and then just feel that come in.
Wow.
Right?
I hope you guys are doing this right now. Oh my gosh.
Right? Feel that? You got it? You got it?
Jam. Oh my gosh.
That's here for everyone right now.
Wow.
And that's what I feel a true walk-in is. It's when we let our soul walk in without any preconceived limitation based solely upon the perception of a filter that was designed to navigate this experience of co-creation. And when we were ready, we'll bow to the higher power. And that's where I think the misperception has come in density about the bowing to the higher power. We give away our power when the bow, the namaste, is to that higher wisdom and to this body, and to say, body, I am so sorry I ever believed in aging. I am so sorry I ever believed that illness could even in some form exist. We are all in this moment, Jess. We are all transforming. Are we not all being invited to walk into ourselves? Is that not the ultimate walk-in, to come together and co-create from the limitlessness versus the limited? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And it feels so good. Because you're right. There is a lot of density, perceptions, and filters going on. We were born into it. We're good at it. And it's what we know we're here, but there's this whole expansiveness. It's so beyond, yes, what our mind can possibly ever comprehend. And it's such a relief to like reconnect and remember it every time. It's very refreshing to experience that. And to walk in, you know, yeah, it's interesting these days, density, you know, as people are more activated spiritually, it's awesome, but there's also like limitations put on the spirituality and the conversations around it. And I've looked at star seeds and star races and all that. Yeah, for sure.
We all have done that.
Yeah, it's so cool. But it's beyond all of that even. We just love to try to label things and name things and fit things in boxes here, and it's time to come out of that. And I know it's increasingly uncomfortable to stay there. If you're out there trying to stay in it, oh, it's so much more uncomfortable to be in that box. You're getting to that point where you have to explode out, right?
Well, and this is where we enlighten through the ignition of our own torch, because are we not each the torch, the flame? Are we not each carrying the flame? And I want to read you an email that came in earlier today that was so revelatory. And let me just read it to you, and then we'll chat about it, okay? I'm not going to reveal the name of the person who sent it. This came in through our website form. Hello, I am a mother of a 24-year-old whom is going through ascension. I am just looking for advice, for he is following, and they mention a woman. I have no idea who she is. What scares me is not the ascension itself, but her beliefs of negative alien beings, black magic, and more, all to explain any egoic behaviors. Is that part of the ascension process? Because it feels like it's sort of mind control. I searched your website and do not see any mention of this type of negativity. So do I need to worry? I am searching for others, maybe yourself, that he can look at for assistance. Namaste. Wow. You know why I just read this email? Because this is exactly the allness. And, you know, I go back to, Jess, when Sri and I were on that Ascension panel a few weeks ago, where I really was so grateful to be pulled out of our bubble, because my bubble is just living the work 24/7, right? It's just, this is not what I do. This is who I am. This is what we are. This is the way we're building, we're growing, it's coming. And you know, the miracles, the connections, the people, incredible. And that was my first, and it was a blessing, it was a gift. That was my first witnessing firsthand of well-intentioned, loving people that are completely in ego presence using the word ascension. And it was a beautiful reminder that there is a teacher for everyone, but it was also a reminder of where is the voice of those that are ready to expand beyond the limitation. And so this letter I find very timely.
What comes forward right away is like, we have to be our own authority now, you know, it's, and that's part of what's happening in that letter and what happens with like a lot of people. They look for, and that's natural at first. You're looking, that's how we got trained since we were little. You go to teachers, and we do need teachers. You're my teacher. You know, we all need our teachers. But it's, we have to be our inner authority. And when we let someone else tell us, like, I know you and Sri do not tell us, even when we really, really sometimes want to know something, you won't tell us if it's, you know, like you allow us to discover for ourselves. And there's a lot of teaching happening now, motivated more in that ego where there's fear, a high level of fear involved, and people handing over their power, like, you're going to give me the keys and I'm, you know, and I'm going to give you whatever you want from me. But you're giving me the keys, and it's not empowering them to find it in themselves. And there's definitely a lot of that going on.
Well, what's fascinating to me is someone teaching ascension, talking about negative alien beings and black magic as part of the ascension process. And the reason this concerns me is because it shows me the depth of that mirror, right? So, you know, remember, if you don't know what we're talking about right now, go to shreemdeerkira.com right on the homepage, get the ensoulment about the spiral and how to navigate this time, the six steps. It's right there on the homepage. We're leaving it up there for right now, because that's what I'm seeing, Jess. I'm seeing that mirror, that fifth dimensional mirror, that because of the egocentricity of the fourth dimension, there has been a rapid rise of spiritual teaching that is very ego-based, yet perfect for a narcissistic society. And right. So you're going to want an ego-based teacher. You're going to want someone that can meet you in your ego. And that's okay. It's not demonic. Right. That's my concern, is that, you know, what this teacher is saying, that, oh, if you have any ego left, that's your negative alien beings and your black magic. What it is your own process. You know, it removes the responsibility. And this is one of the gifts that we can always look at. You know, I know for myself, and I can only certainly speak from my own experience, that when I really broke free, and that's when Sri showed up 6 weeks later, when I really broke free, I got really clear with my own bullshit. You know, you got to look yourself in the eye at that moment, and you've got to see it. And I remember even talking to some of my dearest friends and thanking them. I remember saying to them, I don't know how you put up with me. I don't, you know, I was so aware that I was almost embarrassed, because I was so aware so fast. And that in that moment, that's where that consciousness shift starts happening. And we are all in that moment again right now in one way or another. And so your consciousness can shift this way under the name of the word ascension or not. But how our consciousness shifts, I believe, is the moment at hand. And it begins with what we're willing to ignite. Are we willing to walk into our divine presence to enlighten through a shift in consciousness as the illuminated torch we are? That's a big one. I mean, every time I say that, I'm noticing a lot of breath here.
For sure. Yeah, it's exciting. It's Yeah, frankly, sometimes it's terrifying to the ego. It's going, oh dear God, let me hang on, you know, that I don't want to let go. So, but then it's like, thank you. You're showing me exactly where I am still being triggered, where I'm still holding on, so I can, yeah, shed that, enlighten.
Well, you know, I love how you're sharing this. I want to share, I have to show you. This came in, this was forwarded to me this morning, and ways that we can shower our torch, right? Check this out, the new earth. Do you see this?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Is that so stunning? So this is by, and forgive me, Sarbjeet Singh. And she also has a website. I'll get her website out there. But I want you to look at the detail of this. Do you see the hand with the light coming out and the pyramids and the way that this has been woven? And she has gifted Sri and I with this art to use any way we would like, book cover, background, whatever. And so I wanted to first share it with all of you because it hit me so strongly in the energy of what you and I are talking about this evening, Jess, in the energy of we are at a moment right now where we are the explosion of consciousness, where we are this showering shimmer energy. And she painted this very, very recently before I even talked about what was happening on the energy fields right now. So it just felt so perfect to share. Wasn't that beautiful?
That is so perfect. I want to look at it even longer, but I just love that how the crown is just turning into that ray and it's becoming like that beacon and beautiful colors. That's amazing.
Well, and what I'm also enjoying about it is that it's showing that flow, right? You know, that June flow that we're in right now. And, you know, speaking of the flow, we have so many people who are waiting to talk to us. And so I am going to go to Serena from California on line 2 over at our 800 number. So, hey, Serena from California, welcome. And let me unmute a line here. Hi. Okay, maybe I unmuted the wrong line. Let's try the other one. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Kara. Can you hear me?
Hi, we can. Welcome, welcome,
Hi.
Sweetheart.
Oh, good. Thank you. I feel welcomed. I found your opening talk so interesting. I even forgot I was on hold. I'm like, wow.
Thank you. How can we serve you?
Well, I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading. I feel like with the events that have transpired in the world, my timeline of what I was planning and manifesting is totally just stopped, and I don't even know what I'm supposed to do anymore.
Wow. Well, the first thing I will share with you, I just want you to take a breath. I'm actually spiraling, like I'm actually spinning. I'm trying to hold on to my desk. So here's the first thing I want to share with you, my love, my love, my love. They literally just showed me the parting of the seas, like the parting of the Red Sea. And you are standing there, and there are these two walls of water on either side. And you're standing there looking up at both of them going, but I'm afraid. What if I get stuck? And on the other side of this, I kid you not, this wall of water with this opening through it, on the other side is this huge portal of bright light. And you have been staring at it for a long time. And this message is coming from there. And I'm feeling Metatron very, very strongly, very, very strongly. So much so like my heart feels like it's going to come out of my chest. And I'm feeling like this booming, resonant energy. And I'm hearing, don't walk, run, and do it now. And that's what they want you to hear. And I'm just going to take a breath because I'm still feeling this very heavy, intense heart energy. And Jess, would you like to share anything?
As you're sharing, and what came into me immediately, again, there's water, but it's like you're in the literal like womb of creation, where it's, you know, it's dark, it's warm, it's salty, it's the water, you're contained, but ready for creation, ready to be birthed. And that's right? The light at the end of the birth canal, like just wow, you know? And there's a lot of contractions when you're in that space. So breathe through them, use your tools and birth what your soul is calling you to birth. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, beloved Serena. We love you, honey. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Many blessings. Bye, honey. Namaste. Whew. Wow. Wow, Jess. Are you feeling it? The heart energy?
Yes.
Oh. Right?
Like that in my heart. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, me too. I'm just like, wow, 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 wow. All right, let's run over here. I'm running over to the other call board, and we're going to run up and say hi to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Namaste, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Welcome.
Hello, namaste. Jess and Kira, how beautiful to be with you this evening.
Thank you, honey. We're just happy to be here with you too. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, this is wonderful. I just want to send love to the mother that wrote in. I, as a mother of a 22-year-old son myself, I feel her, and I'm beaming as much love as possible her way, and just love him and know that he's finding his way.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then I would really love a mini-soul reading, Kira.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. I am honored. I really am. And my heart is just so big around you because indeed the greatest gift we can also, and any time that we can offer our children is to stay in our truth and to really model that and to let them have their journey, to trust them enough to have their journey and for them to know that we are right there when they are ready. And so thank you for sharing that so beautifully. And I wanted to start there because as I connect with you, you have such a generosity of spirit. You are one of these beautiful beings that as I'm connecting with you, I'm seeing like this soft, very soft gold infinity symbols just kind of floating all around you. And as I'm feeling into that with you, there's just this generosity of spirit. And wrapped around that though, there is this moment of expansion that's waiting for you to stand up through that generosity and really know it's your time. And that by gifting yourself with your time, you are actually stepping into a greater moment of presence. And the number four is all around you right now. I mean, you're just like four, 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 four. And so I mean, really just everywhere. And, you know, I'm thinking about how the solstice this year is 4-4-4, right? Here at the middle of the planet, you are all about, it's your time to call it into better balance. It's got to be in balance. If it's not in balance, then look at why it's not in balance and make sure you look at you first. Meaning, are your needs being met? Because you are at that moment where everything is coming together and your third chakra, just as I'm completing and I'm going to turn it over to Jess, as I feel into your third chakra, there's almost like a momentary like wince, like, ee! And all you have to do is go, yeah, breathe it out. And so Jess, I'm going to breathe it out to you, my love.
Yeah.
Wow.
That feels good. The whole time, like as soon as you started sharing, sweetheart, it's like I'm in the violet flame. It burst up like through me. I'm hot. You're in the flame of this moment, dancing in that divine fire. And right. Yeah, let yourself use the violet flame. It's just so, I think, part of your nature. You are the torch. Many people see you as you ignite. So allow yourself to just keep releasing anything to the violet flame because your power to transmute is huge. You are it. So that's what I have, lovely.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh, Angel, thank you.
You so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. We love you. Namaste.
You. We love you. Namaste.
Bye-bye. Wow. You know, Jess, how are you feeling? My heart is just like, wow.
I feel amazing. This is so awesome. The energy of everybody calling in, the energy this evening and this time, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm not even quite sitting here right now. body map out. I don't know.
Well, I'm just, you know, as we're here together right now, what I'm feeling is the energy of, you know, and I posed the question in our e-card about what is your fire and how can you affect the shift in consciousness? And, you know, it's so bountifully simple, yet it demands, and I know, guys, I'm a broken record, but it does demand steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. Because in order to affect the shift in consciousness, it is about saying yes to who we really are. And that enlightenment is, and the way I've been describing it, and I know, I don't know how it might be received, but the way I've been describing it, as you know, is very much about, I am acutely aware of the illuminating energy that is seeing through this form. And I am acutely aware of this form in a way I have never been before. I mean, to the point where I literally can feel my organs inside of me. I can feel them when they're hurting. I can literally feel my blood and my bones. And I've not ever had this experience before. And so how does that feel to hear that, Jess? Am I freaking you out? Am I freaking everybody out?
No, it makes me really excited, honestly. And as you share, it's like, yeah, I can feel that coming online for me. You know, I'm not quite all the way there where you are, where you're in a million dimensions at once, but
that's about exciting. Right.
Yeah, it's exciting though. I personally, and I think anyone listening, we want more of that feeling of being so aware of our body, being our mastery presence, looking through our body, feeling our body, but also being so aware that we're like riding along with it, that it's our temple, and that we can be in that union. I mean, I know my body has been doing weird things this year, and it's amazing. Since I'm in this new space, some of you know, it's already shifting because of the space and my awareness and my energy flow and things like that. So it's pretty amazing. I see what you're saying and I feel some of it. That's like, I just want more of it. Yes. Teach us all.
Well, and as you state, well, as you work with the yoga of self-ascension, and you do, and guys, if you have not been to selfascensionstudios.com, Jess's website, just get there. And because you really do live it. And what I can share with you is, you know, in my 60th year, I have taken my 18th year and my 60th year, and I just brought those back together and pulled that energy. I did a 1-hour classical ballet routine this morning, and I got through the whole thing. I'm not where I'd like to be, but I got through the whole thing. There wasn't anything I couldn't do other than I was very acutely aware of the remnant of energy that was sitting in my left ankle, which I will heal. I will absolutely heal that because that's why it's in front of me. And so I think it's important for all of us to pay attention to all of the blessings that are coming into our lives. Now, Jess, since you were talking about the blessings coming in from your life, I'm going to run over to the Oneness Talk radio call board. And I think we need to speak to Joni Moore because she's the reason you're in that great house. So I just saw Joni in the call board over there. Joni, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. Welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, Kira. It's so lovely to be here with two of my favorite women on the planet.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Well, I'm calling today because I wanted to tell you briefly about my last 2 days and to ask for a mini soul reading. Okay. So yesterday, I woke up and, oh my gosh, it was a beautiful, magical morning. I even texted Jess and I told her, oh my gosh, this is what Sri and Kira mean by explosive of June. The wind was magical. The forest was magical. I allowed this beautiful chorus of energy around me and that was my morning and it was fantastic. I felt like I was walking on air.
No kidding.
And then I left my bubble and I drove to a larger city for the first time. I've been out of my bubble since, oh my gosh, I don't know, 2 or 3 months or more. I had to drive to a larger city for a business meeting and I tailspinned. I started doubting everything, every relationship. It was not fun. And I'm still recovering from that, although I am back home now. And I would just love to hear anything you could offer me, this, you know, this second guessing and questioning is not fun.
So the very first thing I want you to do is to love yourself even more and to see that beautiful giggle you just made toward that aspect of you that's trying to doubt you. Welcome to your mastery is really what I want to say. The blessing of your absolute, the way you were describing your morning, we were all right there with you. The mere presence that you are very clear on that shows and demonstrates that the mastery presence, you're in this moment. Believe me, my angel, I know this moment. You're in this moment right now where you're really deciding who's going to animate who. And so because you have a beautiful mind, and because you have a lot that you do, your mind is freaking out, but it's not the truth. It's just not the truth. And many are, I'm glad you brought this up. You know, I myself had my first out of house experience, out of bubble experience last Friday. And I will share with you, I get it. There is a blessing in dipping your toe in, and now you're back. So what have you been shown? Now you can sit, smile, laugh, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back and just laugh and go, wow. My favorite way to describe what happened to you is the first Matrix movie after Neo's been extracted, and then he goes back in and he's in the car and he looks out the window and goes, I used to eat noodles there, right? And so you're now in the car, awake. And so it's not going to be like it was. And so it will demand that you carry your bubble with you. Now, how you do that is unique for each being. And you have just been given the blessing of being shown that this is what's coming. And the you that's in the bubble is the you that brought that forward. The you that's on the highway back and forth is the one that's sitting there going, I'm freaking out, I'm freaking out, I'm freaking out. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? This is your mastery moment. You get to be in charge from the place of wisdom, from the place of balance, from the place of ascended presence. You open up your arms, you wrap them around yourself, and you love and laugh at yourself even more because, oh my God, are you powerful? And so I just want you to breathe that in. Because that's it, babe. That's all it is. That's all it is. The fourth dimension is just going, hey, can we keep this one? Can we pull her back? Right? That's all it is. The fourth dimension is like, we like this. We want this one here, right? You know, you're there, sweetheart. You know.
I love that. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for being here. You're welcome. Jess, would you want to share anything with Joni?
Yeah, I just... Joni, don't ever forget who you are. Look what you manifested. And now I'm in Joni's house that she manifested once already. And she's in another house. She's manifesting so much. And it's so normal, right? That our ego wants to have it slip out when we are expanding. And I know how much you're doing. It's huge. And look what I made from the lilacs today. I made a lilac flower essence. And I think I'll gift you some because I think that will support you too very much right now.
Thank you, sweetheart. I am so happy that you're in my house. You do it justice, and well, it's a gift for me to you because I knew you would thrive there. And I am so happy to see you in my place.
Oh.
It's your place now.
Well, let's celebrate that explosion of consciousness. And we love you, Joni. Thank you, honey. Namaste. Bye.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye, sweetheart. All right. Well, Jess, you know, there's so many beautiful people. Let's jump back over to the 800 lines. And we're going to go right over. We have a first-time caller. We have Maria from Idaho. Namaste, Maria.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
That I got through. I'm a little nervous now.
Congratulations. Well, it's your moment.
Thank you. I would be grateful to get a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you.
I'm here with my daughter, and I'm so grateful that she can hear, listen to.
What is her name?
Her name is also Maria.
Beautiful. I love it. I love this beautiful Maria energy. What a gift you are both bringing to our show this evening. We are honored and thank you. So my angel, one hand on the stomach, other hand on the throat. And so as you do that, I want you to just feel the hand. They're calling it the hands of God. Just feel the hands of God wrap around your hands right now. One hand on the stomach, one hand on the throat, and feel these beautiful wings of angels, the hands of God, wrap around and touch them as well. And there is this beautiful message coming forward, and it is saying, our most beloved one, it is a time for you to remember that you are a beautiful one who is ready to fly. And as you fly and as you lift, release that which has been stuck deep within your heart to be seen by all, and remember the power that you carry. For when you bring your hands together with sincerity, we are here and have heard your prayers, and all is being answered. Pay attention to what is coming before you. Relax ever more into you. And look forward to that which has already begun. All is truly well. And so it is. And Jess, would you like to add anything to that?
Oh, just beautiful, beautiful, like flowers are being showered around you. There's all of these angels and they're just, it's like they're coming from their hands and they're showing me your hands, your healing hands, and this radiance coming out of them. Oh my goodness. So ignite, yes, your hands. Use the practices. I mean, I love the messages that came through Kira. And just keep going. Keep going. You have got this.
Yeah. And remember to breathe. Your body wants more space. So just more conscious breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, or learn the Om, my own breath. Get our app, Sri and Kira, Spiritual Mastery at Apple or Android, and learn the Om, my own breath. It's free. It'll really help
okay.
you. Your body wants more breath. And so thank you for calling okay. in. You are beautiful. We love you dearly. Namaste.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that I got through, and I look forward to learning more about your work.
Thank you.
And so I will continue to listen.
Thank you. We are honored to have you here. Many blessings, my angel. Namaste. Wow. Thank you for calling. Jess, are you feeling I feel like I just had a workout in my solar plexus is feeling like this dynamic energy. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, even as you do that with your hands, it's almost like like an accordion or something, you know? And we have to breathe into that diaphragm and keep remembering to open up that.
And you know what I'm hearing is that for all of us, and that our callers help to bring this energy in this evening, which is what I love about our community, they're saying that this ignition, this ignition, this enlightenment, this relaunch, remember that relaunch, return, remember. We're in that energy now. It got pulled forward. Relaunch, return, remember. And it's going to get bigger, bigger, bigger to the solstice weekend, right? This is a moment right now where the solar plexus is saying, if you trust me, I will be the fire. I will be the embers, right? And you can lift and ignite. How do you ignite your light? You say yes to your body of form. You trust those lower three chakras. You let the heart become the root center of your ascended presence. And your light becomes one with all that ever has been, ever will be, ever could be. That's how we ignite. And we are in that moment and we are supported in it. But it's an explosion of consciousness, because the world will not change by the way that density is reflecting it right now. It's going to freeze. Remember, that energy is getting very solid, very, very tough. And so the way to affect it is to allow more light to melt the water, just to allow that light to come forward. And so just believe it or not, we are out of time. How about 10 seconds of closing comments and my apologies? I had no idea it went that fast.
Oh my goodness. It's been a beautiful evening and just, yeah, continuing to encourage us all to remember this is a really big moment in time. Whatever you may be experiencing is perfect, and smile at it and love it. And love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, love yourself. Thank you, Jess. selfascensionstudios.com. And hey, if you have not made your moment to be with us on the June solstice, please go to shriankira.com. Get registered. All donations accepted. We are going to be critical mass at 4:44 Central Time. Be there. Dance in the fire. This is the moment. It really is. Jess, awesome as always. Thank you for being the most amazing co-host. And to all of you that were on the phone lines we didn't get to, call us again next week. Call us on Sunday as well. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5:00 p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriankira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.